Shmuel Rabbana. Shmuel Gavoy means he was far away, a place where Makam Chayrim, Mimir Chazak, or Mimir Chazak, Mimir Maicha. Now we have Chaykez, Nachman and Rava, burden of proof from the Harer. He was in a place where couldn't be Maicha, or the burden of proof is on the Matz. Kamal and Nachman. These are some of the aid in the Shai Kola. That's a Lashonei, which he, that's the Mav Dachas himself. He's a terrible of the Aiden, Shahoyu Kol Shalishonim, the Bakim Kari. The ban, I mean, doesn't mean Kol Shalishonim, because he says, the Chazak of the Shalishonim, Lab Chazaki, even with the Shalishonim, Oyu Bakim Kari, Ain Aylum Lai. So Mitzas, again, the first man seems saying that, Mitzvah Shalashonim, the Bakim Kari, Ain Aylum doesn't make a difference if that Mitzas is the beginning, but that mitzvah is in the end. That's the stimulus of this Lashon of the Ramban. However, when he says, Rachai Masha Perek Ishmis Arma, and over there, they're talking about with the guy at the end ran away, and so Kambi Marcha ran away because of ran for his life. And Kambi Marcha, there was no Mecha, there was no ability of Marcha in the end. That's the case. Where it says, the Ganja Achle Shnei Shonim Bifana, the Achle Bifana, the Ganja Barach. The guy ran away. Either Barak Machmas the Pashim Sheik, or him, the Matzimachi. Yeah? Gemara says he ran away, you were Machmas 2 years, then the guy ran away because they were going to kill him. So then, he couldn't be Machmas, because then they'll find out where he is. So Meila, we say there's no Chazakah. So that's what the case, the Rambam brings the Raya is when he wasn't able to be Machmas at the end. That's when the Rambam brings the Raya and we say there's no Chazakah. Not necessarily when he could be Machmas in the beginning, he could be Machmas at the end, and we'll see in Hemshel Rambam. So again, so the Rambam seems to say you have to be all 3 years in Machmas, and Machmas you have to be Machmas later on, we'll see what Farish not like that. Now, so this halacha of the Ramban, let's first talk about this case where mitzvah shanim, mitzvah shalim is makam chayrim, where the gemara ksubis, the case of gemara ksubis, where that's him the first few years he was, first 2 years he was able to maicha, he was masking in front of him. The last year he had to run away. Last he had to run away. That the Rabban saying, that is not a chazaka. That's not a chazaka. That the Rabban says at the end, we'll skip a couple of lines. If you ask the Mokim Chayr, the Mokim Kor, the Saif Shon, the Gimel, the Micha, then I'm the Himef Shad Lai Shon, Ma Batoin, Hachi, Gnoin Lai Asa, Shayara, Michi Asa, Iyu Lahacha, the Rabban says at the end that if he came, he was Makam Khair in the beginning, first couple of years. He came away at the end of Chazaka, and now he's a Makam, now he could be Meichel, he couldn't hear about it. So now we have to make an assessment. Do we say if he could have heard about it, then he doesn't have Chazaka? If he couldn't have heard about it, then he has a chazaka. What? Actually, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about this right now. Let's stick to the first case for a second. I'm sorry, go back to the first case. The first case again was, by the way, he was, in the beginning, he was in a place where he was able to hear, where he was able to, he was there, and then he went away. So in that case, so here al-Khair is a bit of a problem. This is my, you know, back to my old problems with trying to figure out the Rabban's sheet and the whole parak over here. Because at first glance, based on the Rabban and Membeis, sorry to flog that horse, but the Rabban and Membeis, we all know, you know, if wake up at 3 in the morning, you'll be able to come with the Rabban holes and the Membeis. The Rabban holes that is reblind with Dover, and the fact that he wasn't Meicher right away. Elamai is not Mishtarcha to offset the Reblayim the Dover. And Mele, after 3 years, it takes away not Mishtarcha, and then the Rabban's Lash was, and we say that Bechinam, he wasn't quiet to nothing. Now, so Chayr, if that's the case, and then we said the point of Mecha in subsequent years is merely just to extend the Afmishtarcha. Not like Rabbeinu Yoina, let's say, who holds that Be'etzem you have 3 years to be Meicha. We learned under Rabbeinu Yoina Choftes, yeah, that there were Mesakin, that Rabbeinu Yoina says that they have to be Meicha. And we said it was a self-fulfilling prophecy that they said you have to be Meicha within 3 years. And male, if you're supposed to be Meicha and you weren't Meicha throughout the 3 years, then it's a raya, it's not yours, it's Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda was clear that the raya of Imacha is the full 3 years. Yeah, unless you weren't Meicha for 3 years, then there's no riot. The whole riot is because Chazal said, be Meicha sometime in the next 3 years. That was part of the system. Part of the system was that you have to be Meicha. And Meilo, if you're not going to be Meicha, then we have a riot. So Rabbi Yaina, the whole riot is only for the fact that you weren't Meicha until after 3 years. That was the Rabbi Yaina. And that's why in Mashal Rabbi Yaina in our Sugya, Rabbi Yaina in our Sugya, when he also says, this halacha of the Ramban, where in the beginning you were there, and then you went to Makam Chayrim. So there we say that there's no chazaka. So Meyayna says.
But the kesik suit.
Yeah, or you went to Stam Makam Chayrim. Like the rise of Mar Sulu, but Stam you went to Makam Chayrim. We went on a trip. So Rabbi Yehuda says like this: I'm the head. Avum hayi imay medina veishan mishayinim vayhayi imay medina mishan gimel ain chazaka shlehayi zaka glimchais at soif gimel barayu makim cher soif gimel vayhayi zaka glimchais at soif gimel. You had no reason in Meicha. And no reason until the end. You have 3 years to be Meicha. At the end, you couldn't be Meicha. So Mela, you're not being Meicha. It's not a raya. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, "Chavtes am an aleph." Yeah, that the end of the day, the raya is that you weren't Meicha for 3 years. Say it here. I didn't have to be Meicha right away, and at the end, I couldn't be Meicha. So that's clear. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Mela, there's no chazaka. Bichay gavna. Now, in Rabbi Yaina, and the Rajba echoes this also, the Rajba quotes Rabbi Yaina on this, and the Rajba says also, be like, the Meimer Amar, Adan Yeshayis. The guy can say, "I have plenty of time to Meicha." Besayf Chazaka, you bet Mechakim. So Meila, there's no right for the Mecha. There's no right for the Mecha, which is the Yisayi, the whole Chazaka. Now, over here is got an important question, because the question is, what if he knew? This is a really big question. What if he knew that he was going to leave? Yeah, it wasn't like the case in Ksuba is the guy ran for his life. So we don't expect him to be Meicha on his way out. The guy ran out in the middle of the night. The guy in the mafia is going to kill him. Yeah? Fine. Like your advisor left Chicago. Yeah? The Ritvaz.
It was a rough Chagi, but whatever you can.
It's too hard on the Shaykh. So they're going to kill him. He left in the middle of the night. He can't dance his show. More Persian Shalom. Anyway, answer. That point. The point is, right? So what's halacha over there? Yeah? So what's halacha over there?
Well, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, that shouldn't matter.
One second. Again, I want to know. The guy is there 2 years and then he's leaving. And he knows he's not coming back. He's not planning on going back. And he knows he's going to play. He can't be Meichel. He's going to be Meichel now. What?
What does he care?
One second.
Wasn't there the time he was up?
That's only if you're not able to. So the Ram, he brings down this halacha, and all the Shem are saying, he has a knage, yeah, that maybe he was planning on coming back. And even the Rajba, when the Rajba says this, he says, the Meimar Amar, Adayin Yesh Shoyes. In other words, even the Rajba, okay, this is a subtle deal. The Rajba Dain Yeshoy is a shtickle mashma that bets him if that, you know, it's not the shot that there was no chiyah b'chalt v'maychah. It's only because I know I can maychah now. No, it's not the pshat, and this is where I think Ari was understanding, and maybe he's right, that the pshat is there's no chiyah b'maychah b'chalt. You have 3 years in Maicha, finish. There's no chiyuv in Maicha. There's no chal chiyuv in Maicha. Yeah? And the Lashon Ben Yaina, the same as Lashon Ben Yaina is mashma like that. Yeah? He said, Shloi ha'izok at Limchais, at Saif Gimel. Stam zok, the chiyuv mechaz, chal at the end of Gimel. That's Lashon Ben Yaina. I think that's what Ari was saying. So in Reyyan is takish might be shtuk mashma that he had no chiyuv de maicha, and then at the end he's somewhere else. We can't be maicha. Till now I had no chiyuv de maicha. 1 second, now I can't be maicha. Zero. There was never a time, and it had to be maicha. It wasn't maicha. You have a raya. That might be the mashmaus of Ben Yerachnami. But I think, I think the other Rishon is mashma. And the Nesiva says lehedim. The Nesiva says not like that. He doesn't quote the Ben Yerachnami. The Nesiva says not like that. And then this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? This the sheet is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And the receiver is Kufmem Beis. No, Kufmem Gimel Beis. The receiver says, boy, at the end, he says that in such a case where he knows he's not coming back, Abadi has to be Meichel. Abadi has to be Meichel. Emela, if he's not Meichel, he'll be Chazaka. That's the. And then see this. He said, "Mkotn place and Gimel Shanim. Holch and Bakush like a year, Yachel Lim place. At the end of the Sukkot and Gimel. The whole year there, Shal Yashalu, Makum Shachel Lim place, at Seven Gimel Shanim. Kul Alma, Haba Chazaka. Kim the Yod, the Shal Yer, Yachel Lim place. The Yod, Ma Chazaka, Hoya Lim place. Rak Makum Shachel Lim, and Dain, the Hoya Salashov. Yeah? Then, Kosmu Gez, Leham Chazaka. Minenas, that's the Gemara and then ignore what's Gemara and Tzubis, because over there it was Baruch Machus of Ashkes. 1 second. So the way the Ran says it, Luchar is Mashma, not like that. The Ran says it, and the way the Shtickle was doing the Rajva, because the Rajva says that the main Amar Adayin Yeh Shoyes. It's not the Pshat that the Chiyim Mecha is not Mutal on him now. It's just that he has time to do it. But it's not that the Reyyan was saying maybe it's Mashmoy, the Chiyuv is only Chal at the end. Yeah? So Meila calls man the whole time and then I'm no chiyuv. And at the end, I can. Yeah? The Raj is not mashm like that. The solid deacon of Lashon Rashi is that's in the chiyuv of the Meichel all the time. One second, you might sometime during this period. Elma is saying, after I'm the chiyuv to be Meichel, that's really mutl on me now, I can do it then. Oh, so if the Pshan is there's a chiyuv that's mutl on you now. Elma, I'm saying, I'm pushing off. You know, my Christmas is late. You know, my Christmas is 9:30. I can go back to sleep again at 9:15. I'm somehow wake up before my Krishma and after I says my Krishma, of course, with the problem of Mok Shemayim as well.
Correct.
Right? So, therefore, the guy said, yeah, Yesh Lizman. Yesh Lizman. Yesh Lizman. Yeah? But that's in the Chiv is Mutla on him now. El Mai Yesh Lizman. So, let's say, and the Ran is even more. The Ran says, only the Ran says, because I thought I was going to come back. So, it's clear in the Ran that the only reason why we say that you couldn't be Mai Chiv is not Chazalka is only if you thought you'd come back. And then you ended up not coming back. But if you knew you weren't going to come back, it's clear in the Ran, like the Nasivis. And the Ran is right thing also. You know, the Ran also, and he said that Dvarim, it's Mashm Rab, it's the Chiv to Mai Chiv now. Elamai, I thought I had time. So if it turns out that I don't have time, but if I knew if I'm going somewhere, Lehedya, I know I'm not going to have time later, then about the Marcha, if you're not Marcha, it's a good Chazaka. In the Rebbe Yaina, the Mashmayis of the Lashon Rebbe Yaina, that's the guy in the bottom makes a big chask about it. That the Lashon Rebbe Yaina perhaps is not like that. And then the Chayyim Lomdus and the Rebbe Yaina would be talking the whole Chiyuv Dimayich is only is not till the end. And maybe at the end they came up. Yes, Ari.
Yeah, why are we looking at it like it's a Chiyuv Dimayich, not a Chiyuv Dimayich? The Maaseh, the guy should have been Maaseh. Even if he had time, even whatever, he didn't. And now that he
why should have Maaseh?
Because you guys are in your lane. Get on
the
lane.
No. Again, so that's hello. We're working Rebbe Yaina now. We're not working Rabban now. We're working Rebbe Yaina. And I told you, it's Rebbe Yaina Chavtes. So I assumed that you went back and looked at Rebbe Yaina Chavtes. Not really. So therefore, until you look back at Rebbe Yaina Chavtes, then we have nothing to talk about. Enjoy. Okay? Yes. I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda Shastak of Tess, who said that there was a chiyuv, the Chazal were matel a chiyuv machon.
He listened
to 3 years. So you can say the matel, it could be till the end to be meicha. Again, I'm not 100% convinced that the dig on the Rayana here is true. I'm not 100% convinced that Machlokes is over here. But I'm saying, in anyone, the Rayana, there might be Mashmayis, he said he didn't have to Machlokes until the end. He has a Lash like that. So that Lash Rayana might lead us to say that even if he knew that he wasn't coming back. I'm not convinced that man is arguing that he sees this. I'm not 100% convinced. But at least in Rayana, I hear it. And if the dig is true, that would be the longest. But I think the Raj of the Ran, it's clear not like that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
so Lishtasa is hard over here because we don't know what the Rajba exactly holds. The Rajba is difficult. So I don't have worked out Lishtasa. But Meyaina, he's the most clear in the Shita before, and therefore, in him I can hear such a thing.
Yeah.
What are the first 12 years, 11 months?
What's the purpose of that? As in, the whole period is derived.
It starts the other way. Yeah?
For 3.
Starts that people lose their shtar, not apashar, sorry. Starts with loy mizdanish shtar. That's where it starts. Elamai, yeah? So therefore we say, that's what we want to give it to him. You guys lose it, you want to give it to him. Elamai, we have to, like the Benyamin himself said, but just because he loses his shtar, yeah, how is that a reason to take, how can you take away from the Marakama because of that? Because this guy's a klutz, he loses his shtar, that's why you take away my field? I'm Marakama. Right? Elamai, so the Chazal implemented a chiyuv that he has to be Meicha,
3 years, but now we're saying there's only 3 months left.
Okay, so
what's the purpose of
the purpose of 3 years? I told you, 3 years start. It's the 3 years came from Mizdar Bishtar. That's where it starts from. So we want to balance the thing. We want to be able to give it to him with a clear conscience. So we said be meichan, and then if you're not be meichan, then we have a raya. But then it could be. Then his all chives at the end. Ula, even that I'm not saying about that. I'm just saying that I can hear such a tzad. That's all. I can hear such a tzad. If this guy wants to make a ding minyan and act as a chayin, the minyan is arguing this even. But say it, I can hear the mouth. But after minyan, I can hear it. I can hear.
The Rosh Paul also says you have to be there.
The Rosh?
He says you have to bring proof he was there the last month.
No, so.
Rebbe's trying to say he was saying like the line.
How what?
If you know you're not going to come back.
What do you see in the Rosh Paul? He says you know you're not going to come back. Don't worry.
Not to come back. He says you have to be there last month. Mashma, the whole thing is the last month.
Yeah, well, what case talking about?
The case of. Can we go back? Hear that?
Where?
The end, right before Kind of the Kuro of Nathan.
Where?
Even if he doesn't have a chiyuv, why? Because he procrastinated, and now he can't.
He's not procrastinating. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, but Lamaisa.
So then he had no reason. Maicha, that's his way. You don't understand this far a minute ago. No, in the beginning you didn't say there's a minyan.
What?
In the saying, there's no chiv. No chiv. No, the chiv that Chazal or Matan to Reicha is not for you.
Okay. Why should you lose because of that?
What? Because the way the Chazal set up the system was that the only way we're going to give it to you. Is if we have a right. We're not going to give it to you Stam because you lost your star. We're only going to give it to you because we have a right. So and Chazal set up a system that the Rai is that if it wasn't Maicha, but if you only achieve at the end, then he could.
And the Nazi gets to find that. I guess it's always upon him to find before he throws away his star. It's always upon him to make sure that.
No, I didn't say that. No, I'm not saying the Lahed yet. No. Okay, good. So I'll explain to you. The Machzik loses star. I feel very bad for you. Okay? But I'm not going to take away your field from Marikama because you're a schlock and you lost your field. Even if you're not a schlock, okay?
3 years.
1 second! Let me explain. So then, Elamai, Chazal, as we've been saying the whole time, Chazal were matil achim mecha, so that, in order, so that if he won't be Michael, then I'll have a raya, I'll feel good to give it to you. I'm no reason to give it to you. Just because you lost your star is not a reason for you to get it. It's a reason for me to have rachmanis on you. It's a reason for me to make a takana that I should be able to work it out, that I should be able to give it to you. Yeah? But if it didn't work out, at the end of the day, for that reason, I didn't get my raya. If I didn't get my raya, then even though you're a tatala, you're a tzaddik tamim medayraisav, all the dairis, but still, I feel bad for you. Well, I can't give it to you because it's a marikam over here. And there's no raya there's no raya, so I can't give it to you. I feel bad, and the shirish of the Kana of Batsim was here, that I should want to give it to you, say it. But the way we set it up is, I can't give it to you unless I have a raya from the Imbacha, and here I don't have a raya from the Imbacha. Back to Ramban. Now, so that's in Ramban. In Ramban, we have a problem. Because the Ramban, like we've been screaming forever, that Ramban, the Ramban of is right away. And the Mecha afterwards is just like some Nachvish Tarcha. Some Cain, if the guy was there, for 2 years, and then he went, he got some plots, and he can't be Meich anymore. So, we have all the elements we need for the Chazakah. We have the Reglaim Adover, we have Myers, the guy that had to lose the star, you have to check the guy went to Yotzim Plots. The guy had no reason not to lose the star. He's been sitting on his field, pretty on his field for 3 years, he had no reason not to lose the star. There's no Achmish Darcha. And Midach Yisrael, the reliance of Yan right away. Why wasn't he Maicha? According to Ramban, it's someone like it's what I was screaming before. Someone's on your field, you Maicha. That's Ramban, not Rabbeinu Yaina. Right? Well, don't make faces. You smile and say, right.
Look. Much better.
So according to Ramban, it is like that, right? You should Maicha, right? Right away, you should Maicha. And that's the line with over. Elmai, we have a counter. Akmish Darcha, after 3 years, Akmish Darcha. Lelchinam, says about Lelchinam Shasak. So we have everything, all the ingredients of Chazak. Everybody said, what's going on?
But it's not Lelchinam Shasak.
What?
It's not Lelchinam Shasak at this point.
What?
At the end of 3 years, it's not Lelchinam Shasak.
Again. The Lelchim Shasek was from the beginning. The Rulayim Udavar.
That's enough.
And the 3 years just tells me that once we're not going to Akmish Darcha, which tells me that really he didn't buy it. Yeah? Now there's no Akmish Darcha. Now I say Lelchim Shasek 3 years ago.
First day.
The first day, yes. Or the first month, the first, whatever that, yeah, that non-described time is. Whatever that is. But the Lelchim Shasek was going back in the beginning. Right? So if you say like the stipler, okay, then we're good. Because the stipler said that once he's a chazakas, then even if he didn't buy, he didn't have to maicha right away, he had 3 years to maicha. And then that goes to Shaila, what happens when you maicha in the third year in general? So we went with Teres Chaim, we had a problem with the Gemara Chafetz Siman Aleph. Because the Gemara says, if you would have been maicha, I would have kept my shtar. So we see that the point of maicha is not... Is just extend Akmish Darcha, we said. At least, Sidney said the Gemara's talking about being the Macha in the second and third year. Saiba said no. He said that the Fidur Ramban, once is the Chazak of 3 years, so then it changes. Then the Chiyav Gufa to be Maicha, the Gufa, the Glayim Adavar is extended, and if you're Maicha within the 3 years, once. Post Chazaka, then there's no Ravayim Adav, right? So then, Be'etzim, you have 3 years to be Maicha. So then you could say Rabban Avir. So he had 3 years to be Maicha. Then you could say that if you, at the last year he wasn't around. Then last year he wasn't around. Then you couldn't be Maicha because there's no Chazaka. You don't have the Ravayim Adav. Then this Rabban would make sense, but. The Chayra at the time, the Chavtes, the Chayra, we had a very stark Araya, not like the Stipler, because the Gemara says, Abaye said that if you're telling me I'll start a Bishdara, then Ma'at M'chosh Le Mefonov, Lo'y Tev M'chod, Omer Le'y, Yimoch Is Ba'poy, you have Mizdara Bishdara. There's a reason why M'chosh Le Mefonov shouldn't be in Mecha before the Gemara Chav Islay. Then, why? Because then I would have washed my Ashtar. That's not the point. Mecha is not to make him wash Ashtar. Mecha is that the Shemir Gaim is over. And then it should make a difference if it's Befana Vishlay Befana. There's no that knows. The Bai saying, hold on, I didn't hear it, and if I didn't wash my Ashtar. Who says that's not the point of Mecha? So that's not the point of Mecha, Fidur Ramban. The point of Mecha is that Shemir Gaim Adavar. Right? So therefore we said, like Teres Chaim, that the Gemara is talking about at the second and third year, and that is Taka just to extend the Achmish Darcha. That he says, but I didn't hear it. You were much in front of, so I didn't hear about it. I didn't listen to that. There's no extension of Achmish Darcha. But Mela, he had a right to the Shtar. Mela, the office of the bottom. The Gemara says, no, Kal Chavis. So he did hear about it. Yeah? But again, I'm just rehashing old stuff, but apparently there was a need for Chazara. Therefore, you know, that was our problem with the stipler, which I still think is a major problem with stipler. That's why the whole time I was like trying to stay away from every twist and turn. I was trying to stay away from the stipler. But when I come to this Ramban, I'm mamish stuck. I come to this Ramban, I'm mamish stuck. I don't know what to do. You have a case where a guy was there for 2 years. Last year, he skips town, goes to a place we can't be Maicha. L'chayr, you have all the ingredients of Chazak. You have the Roglayim with Oven, you have the Masad of the Machzik. He didn't order the guy. He's not going to chase the guy down. He didn't put a GPS on the guy. The guy, he had no reason not to lose his shtar. So therefore, l'chayr, there's no reason why he shouldn't be a Chazak over here. This is what's killing him in this Rambam.
Didn't this start with 3-4 years to make a Machal?
What?
According
to Stapler? Yeah. He does.
So if he runs away, and that's not Mekhaim, he wasn't Mekhaim just before he chooses the ability to make
a Chazakah. That's why if he runs away, there's no Chazakah. That's what I'm saying. According to Stapler, it's good. At the end, last year, it couldn't be Maicha. Okay, we could debate what happens if he knew he was, should he have done it? Whatever, okay. That's if this Mekhaim is being the Rabbi Yehin and the Sivis, no, right? But that's a subtle point. But Bikaron, he had 3 years to be Maicha, and here he didn't have the 3 years to be Maicha. Smell, it's not Chazaka. According to Stipe, this man's beautiful. According to Stipe, this man's beautiful. But I don't know how Stipe pulling the Gemara Chavdes. I'm Shalom Amish stuck to the rock and hard place over here. So I don't know. Bail me out over here. Okay, so that's the problem over here. So, I don't know what to say.
Sure.
Maybe someday we'll have a
shot.
Right. Okay. Now, what about the opposite case? Where the first 2 years you were in Mokim Chayrin. And then at the end, and then you came, last year you were there, and you were a Maicha. So then, Rishonim all say, in that case, Avada is a good Chazaka. And the Rabban also says that, right? There he says, just you're Aymed, you have to assess the situation. Was he in a position that we assume that he heard? If he's in a position where we assume it doesn't hurt, that's the Gemara later. Rishuka, that was Tarid. If the guy came, the business, he came for the Shuk, he came for the Yerid, and that those 30 days that he was there, the Gemara says, he was very busy, and he couldn't be Maicho, he couldn't hear, whatever it is, we'll see this later with Hashem. Yeah, but the point is that then we say it's no chazaka. But if he was in a position where he could have heard, then we say it's a chazaka. Even though he's only here for a short time. He's only here for a short time. And right. So even over here, right? So if you look at in the Ramban, it's not 100% clear. This is the Nakuda I'm about to discuss. But I think it is clear that is the Pshat.
You know,
also. When we say that he heard when he comes from last month, and we heard that the guy is maxing. Is the Pshat that he has to have heard that the guy was maxing for 3 years, or is he not to hear heard the guy was maxing?
We would think he has more time.
Well, if you're going to
go
according to the
Svara
of
Rabbi Yonah. The question is, right, when the guy comes last month and he heard that he's Maxim, what does he have to hear? Does he have to hear the guy was there 3 years, or is he not there? The guy's Maxim.
According to Rabbi Yonah, 3 years is his last 3 years.
Rabbi Yonah says, Miyu, Kivan Shehebi Eidim, Shahim Medina. Shana Shlishis, like Chodesh Echad B'Saif, the Mokish Yochel Shemaya Chazak Olimchais, Api Shaybei Shana B'Shem Mokim Chayrim, where the Chazak Sharei, Kima Shegia, Lemokim, Shechazaka, Nishma Hashem, Chokar V'yoda, Shezehichzik Bekarka Shloi Gimel Shonim. And Yaina adds that Knech, that it's not enough that he heard, it's not enough that he heard that the guy was there. He had to have heard. He was there for 3 years, meaning, and now he knows. Imayach Shalei Masai. This is uncalled for. In the Ramban, it wasn't Beferish. So again, theoretically, again, we have a problem with Ramban, but theoretically, if I just had Ramban of Membeis, that the Reglayim Dover and Nachmish Darcha business, then it would be enough. You know, theoretically, if you had the Ramban, you wouldn't have to hear that the guy was there for 3 years, namely after the Messiah, because it would be enough. Again, if not for the, you know, for the problem we had in the first part of Ramban, it would be enough. There's a Reglayim Ludover, yeah, and there's no Achmish Darcha, right? Because as far as the Masik is concerned, he was here three years, and he didn't know the guy was in a place where he couldn't be Maicha, and he doesn't have to know, as we already established before. So, Melam, it's not Achmish Darcha. Mitzad the Machzik is no Achmish Darcha. Mitzad the Ma'ar, you have Reglayim Dover. Even though Reglayim Dover is at the end, yeah. Theoretically, again, not for the beginning of the Ramban. If I just had the Ramban in Membeis, and I asked myself this question, then I would say that he doesn't have to know. The Reya in the Achmish Darcha Vada has to know that he was there 3 years. Otherwise, he has no reason to be Maicha. You don't have the Raya of the Yimacha. The only Raya from Yimacha. The guy was there 3 years. Now it's the last chance for Maicha. Then you have Kita Maicha now. Now it's the end of the 3 years. And you know it's the end of 3 years. Like if Yaina Shazza has to speak that out. In the Ramban, it wouldn't have been so clear. Again, if the Ramban in earlier on in this piece is saying on the stipler, then I can say anything. I'm just saying, but theoretically, if we could find some other way of explaining the first part of the Ramban somehow, then and we'll keep what we've been saying, what we've been seeing B'das and Ramban the whole time, yeah, then it would come here for the case. Then you have a case where Reglayim Dover is at the end, right? But if all you need is a Reglayim Dover and there's no Achmish Darcha, then that's Chazaka. So that theoretically there could be Machlekes Rishonim on that Nakuda. When he comes at the end, does he have to hear? Let's say we know that just someone told him, we know they didn't tell him, we know, yeah? We know people told him and they didn't tell him that he was there all the time. Let's say Kashima Echnimsa. We know that, yeah? So in that case, theoretically there'll be totally Machlekes, Ramban and Ben Yaina, and what they hold is really the essence of Chazak. Okay.
So what was in the Ramban disciple?
What?
What's in the Ramban disciple in their site? There must be enough
for me
that case, no?
Yeah, I'm saying, that's what I said. Was it, you know, if you say like Ramban like a disciple, then yeah, it's not. Yeah, yeah. But, so that's an interesting case. It's not just a flip, the flip of the Ramban and Membe. That's it. But then we have the problem with the other case, yeah.
You saw the disciple was like, we award the
Ma'ar
3 years to make a
model,
you know?
We're not awarding him, it's just that it's a mela. Since Lamaisa, the guy's not going to have a chazaka, so there's no pressure. There's no pressure, because the guy's not getting a chazaka yet. But if he knows at the end of the 3 years, then it's pressure.
So it's not that he
had, No, right. We're not awarding him 3 years of mecha. We're awarding him that there's no pressure. I'm not awarding him anything. It's just that mitzias. There's no pressure. Therefore, you don't feel that pressure. You should make it right away. You're chilled. You got 3 years. Because you know he's not going to have a chazak until 3 years. So you know that you have time. That's the only thing. Exactly. That word, awarding, that's the key. Okay. Now, the Rosh is actually not the Rosh. The Rosh is not here. The Rosh, by us, learns like the Rashbam. But this halacha, the Rishonim, are discussing, the Rosh discusses it in the next sugya, of Shuki Brai. And in Siman Vav is where he gets around to discussing this halacha. Okay? So let's see what he says in Siman Vav. He goes to the Gemara that he was away and he came back and he didn't have time, he was busy, etc. Okay. So he was far away.
basically the Rosh is learning the case of Shuki Brai is that's like what the Ramban is learning the case of Shuni Gabai, that he was far away. So the Rosh comes to terms with the Ramban in the sukkah of Shuki Brai. What the Ramban learns Shuki Shuni Gabai, the Rosh learns that's the case of Shuki Brai, that he was far away and then he came back. Okay, this is just why we're there. Okay. Then we say, guys, he's busy. He didn't hear. Fine. Avid inish plus nyayim and tarad b'shukir v'levuzah. Yesh mevir raya mikan. Says the Rosh. Shem ha'ma'arev. Omar lo yisib b'medina kol oisin shalosh shana. Shechazaka shechzak neboy neman. Yitzarach ha'machzik lahavi raya. Shahid b'medina. Yeah. This is the Rishayin that we've been having. The burn of proof. A basnik Nachman. In the way they learn the machloek is what the case of Rav Nachman is. Aban, Raj, Ritva, Ben Yaina, right? All the Rishayinim that go in that camp, they all pass like a Nachman. The nearly, Shein Rai Mekan, says the Rosh. The Efshe Shayadav Yidua, Shayab Shuk Brai, Vyayis Nira, Shein Tzarach Lavi Rai, Kivan Shezeh Hichzik, B'shayfi, shalish shanim, b'chazaka nishmas, afil b'mdin acheres, k'nimuchach l'kamad, olu l'var shahay b'makim shahay s'mechos nishmas, m'hay m'aycha l'kach ninim l'mechos. Says the Rosh that burden of proof is he has no issue with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is a Rishbam, so Rav Nachman not talking about this case. Right, where the Rishonim all come to this maskana because they say Rav was Talmud, the Rosh is coming from the Sugya of Shushuki Brai, yeah, and then he handles who the guy was far away, the burden of proof, who's the one that has to prove that he wasn't far away or they was far away. Says the Rosh, Mustaber, not like all the Rishonim, Yaisin Nira, not like all the Rishonim. And the Ma'ar is the one that has to prove that he was far away and it couldn't be Ma'icha. He seems to be assuming that the Chazaka was Nishmas. And all of Rosh and Mokim Shalai Haisim Machos in Nishmas.
Is he even
Bob Chayer though? What?
Or is it possible he's
in Bob Chayer and
still heard of that?
Well, it sounds like in the Rosh. Yeah, that we're assuming that I guess the chazak, we saw everything in Taizah, the chazak is a shmas more than mecha, right? So Rosh seems to be saying in this situation that we're talking about, where the guy is far away, he doesn't say mokim chayim gara. The Ramban was the mokim chayim. So maybe the Ramban, he's talking about Sam is far away. Yeah, he's somebody's far away. He's far away. He didn't hear about it. So Rosh is saying that Yeris Nirish, Ain Sarah Lavi Raya, Kim Shazeh Hichzik B'Shoifi, Sholishon, Bachazok Nishmas, Afil Mdin Acheres, Knibuchu Kamon, all of Rosh Hashem Mokim Shahis Mechosi Nishmas. He switches, and the Rosh switches from, he doesn't say, oh, Lavi Raya, he was in place, they didn't hear the Chazaka. It sounds like in the Rosh, Rosh is reading the words, right? The Rosh switched on you from that the Chazaka is Nishmas to the Mecha not being Nishmas.
A place where he couldn't have been
mechor. What?
He has to prove that he was in a place where
it's ain't yachalimchos.
Not that he was. That's right.
That's what it sounds like in the Rosh. Which might be. What?
So you say maybe
it's the machlokes.
Yeah. So, or if he's in a
machlokes,
maybe.
What's that? Okay. So you're saying the machlokes. I hear. That's the thing. In the Rosh, it sounds like. Like that's what we're talking about here. So now the shail is. If it's a machlokes, what's a machlokes? So we can say one of two things. Okay? The Bechanan wants to say like this. He wants to say that it's the Rosh and the Ramban, Lishitasam. It's the Rosh and the Ramban, Lishitasam.
This is
the Bechanan. The Bechanan is not here, the Bechanan is Chavtes Ibn Alf. By Gimel Shalom Zara Bishtar. If you can find Rav Chanan. It's on the computer. So, have you ever seen him get a chance to use a computer yet? Maybe even Aru got to use the I-7. Or, you know, I appreciate it. Says Rabbi no wine for the shalas b'aisai, no vashlofmenda. According to the Rosh, what's the side of Chazaka? It's bad enough I stuck you back to the Ben Yehuda, and now I have to stuck you back to the Rosh also.
That's Chazakon.
What?
The
Khan is a common, yeah. And what was the
mutual
of the kind? The Rosh said, Batsam, the Rosh was the one. The Rosh was the one. He went the most with the Gimel Shalom Zohar Vistara, Khan's Khan, poor guy, we knew everything for this guy, yeah? And therefore, we give him a chazaka. That's the approach is because he's Moses Shtar, we give him a chazaka. Elamai, on the other hand, we don't want to mess up the other guy. So therefore, we gave him, we have a second hand come, we gave him the ability to be Meicha, and that will extend the Achmi Shtar. Yeah? We gave him the ability to be Meicha. Yeah? So again, I don't remember Chana saying all this, but Chara, in other words, like this. So the fi, the Rosh, yeah, you could say that Batsam, the Iker is the Chazak, yeah? The Iker is the guy's at 3 years, we give him a Chazak, that's the side of the Tekanus Chum, we give him a Chazak. LMI, this is a secondary halacha that we gave him, we don't want to mess him over, so we gave him the ability to Meicha, the male is Meicha, and the guy that doesn't watch his star, should watch his star, then he loses it. Then he loses it, yeah? So Meila, but the most of the Zif like this, the Mecha, Batsim, is coming to Shter the Chazak. Yeah? The Mecha is coming to Shter the Chazak. Yeah? So Meila, but the guy was here 3 years, he has Chazaka. So Meila, Dr. Rosh, on who is the burden of proof? Is it the Ma'arer or is it the Maxik? So according to the Rosh, the Maxik has the Maxik is good. He's there 3 years, he's got a Chazaka. Elma, you wanna say that you couldn't use the tools that were given to you. Yeah? Because you're Machal. You couldn't, Chazal gave you an Eitz to be Meicha. If you're far away, Chazal gave me Eitz to be Meicha. But I was so far away that I was a place where the Eitz didn't work. The Eitz you gave me to be Matal Chazaka, I couldn't do. So if we know that's true, then we say it's not Chazaka. Because they gave him, because Chazal, because he couldn't be Meicha.
But so who cares?
Because the Chazal gave him that. The Chazal compensated, and then they gave him also. And if he couldn't do it, no, that's not fair. that's not fair. That's not Shai on the Rosh. That's nothing to do with our sugya. That's not the Rosh. What happens if he's in a place we can't be Meicha? So fine. But if he couldn't do it, so then we say there's no Chazaka. But the Pshat is. But Batsim is a chazaka here. The whole mecha, sigh if you're meicha, yeah? If you try, whether you're meicha or not, of course you have to improve, yeah? Or, and now we're saying another kinesh, where if I could be meicha, it's also the same thing. In other words, being meicha and not being able to be meicha, that's all in the secondary aspect of Chazaka. There's Batsim 3 is a Chazaka, guy loses now, we say he has a Chazaka. Elmai, these are all secondary things, how to help them out. Yeah? But Samela, maybe I'm adding a little bit, that's what Rukhan is saying, Samela, the Rosh Lashtasai holds, the burner proof is on the Ma'ar, because the Machs is got a Chazaka. Hashem Kane, they're Baal Lashtasai. The side of the Chazaka is Rav Laim Zover. The side of the Chazaka is him not being Meicha. The side of the Chazaka is his Shtika. That's the Aleph Beis. That's Mamish the Aleph Beis of Chazaka. Yeah? And the Mela, so if he's in a place where he couldn't be Meicha, either he didn't hear, or even if he did hear, yeah, but he couldn't be Maicha, right? And there's no Raglayim Badavar. There's no Raglayim Badavar. So you're missing the very essence of Chazakah. If you're missing this, so here is a Safik on the very essence of the Chazakah. If it's a Safik on the very essence of the Chazakah, then we say the burden of proof is on the Machzik. Because according to the Maharaj's version, there's no base of any Chazakah B'chal. So we have a Safik B'chal, is there a Chazakah? So then the Machzik has to prove that there's some type of Chazakah. According to the Rosh, naturally, you did 3 years as a Chazakah. The whole Machabez, or even the ability, the inability to be Maicha, that's all what's going to share the Chazakah, but the Chazakah is a Chazakah.
I thought you said, in response to Ari, that there's no ability for Machal, even in the Rush, you'd say there's no Chazakah. Again, if he's Hakam Maicha, it's also there's no Chazakah.
The question is, though.
There's no ability, though.
I know that. Question is, the inability, is the pshat is that there's no basis for chazaka then? Or it's a reason that will say, okay, we're not going to give it to him. In other words, the question is, what is the base, and what is something that's going to destroy? Right. So, if we say in the Rosh that it starts off with the takana of that he wasn't Maicha, yeah, that's the starting point. So, if you did 3 years, you have a chazaka. So, you're right, okay, and maybe that's what I was buying. You're right. This is something that we have to speak this out, right? If he's Maicha, certainly that's a part that there is a Chazaka. If he's actually Maicha. The inability to be Maicha, which we're saying that Chazal is saying, since we feel we have to give you your day in court, we have to give you your chance to protect yourself, right? And if you don't, then there's no Chazaka. So you could have said, okay, that the inability to be Maicha is more basic destroying the chazaka than the actual macha. If you think about it, it sounds a little funny, right? Yeah. I'm bringing this down. Why? Because the pshat is then it's the etzem takana. You know what I mean? Then it's, that was part of the gun. The gun wasn't, he gets it, yeah? Elamai, well, what about the poor guy? The poor Marakam, poor Mara. Elamai, we say, okay, so we give you your thing. We give you a right to be Maicha. So if you're actual Maicha, again, then that just shares it. But that's means a Chazaka, and this just extends after Shtarcha. So that, by definition, it's just extending it. It's so then, you know, it's more that's sharing the Chazaka. The inability to be Maicha, You could have said, yeah, that's also a pshat that is no chazaka. In other words, that's part of the DNA of the chazaka. There's two parts, you know, there's he loses his shtas, we give him the chazaka, but Elamai, we also want him to be able to be Maicha. So he could be Maicha, could be, pshat is it was never a chazaka b'chah. It's not like sharing the chazaka, the inability, it's not an action, it's not sharing the chazaka. Being Maicha sharing the chazaka, it says you should watch your shtar. Be Maicha is what knocks out the chazaka. The inability to be Maicha could be just that chazaka said, well, there's no chazaka. So there is a point over here, which I think is what, you know, what the Rambam is feeling a little bit over here, that and maybe it's not so pashid in the world of the Rosh that when he's mocking, he's far away, Shuki Brahi, that we could be Maicha, that the inability to be Maicha, that we should say that's pashid for the Rosh, that should be the burden should be on the Mahara and the Marikama, because that's just sharing the Chazaka, and that's not being Saiser the fundamentals of the Chazaka. Okay, but you can acknowledge it, because the idea would be in the Rosh is that Batsam Gimel Shanim is the Zayavishtara, Chazal said Gimel Shanim Chazaka. Anything else that knocks that out, we look at it that's knocking out the Chazaka and not undermining the Chazaka. Fine, so that's the Mechanan wants to learn up the Mechaik is here. Now, just what was mentioned before, that in the Rosh, there's a funny question, right? Because in Ramban, you know, the Shaila, are they? They're not really talking about the same thing. So I want to just point, you know, reiterate that point, right? Because the Rosh Numan is a Metzias, yeah, where the Rosh says, Shfar night last night. The Rosh is Numan Metzias, where we say the Chazaka, yeah, Rabbi said, Chazaka was heard, yeah, and the Ma'ar is not claiming that I didn't hear the Chazaka. The Ma'ar is claiming that there was no point in me being Meicha because the Mechal wouldn't have been heard. Yeah? That's the Rosh, you know, we said before, the Rosh switched from the Tain of the Ma'ar to the Tain of, I'm sorry, Tain of the Ma'ar to the Tain of the Ma'ar. Now, in the Ramban, it was clear, not like that. In the Ramban, it was clear that what he was talking about, Makom Chayrim, the Ramban was talking about a situation where the Chazak itself wasn't heard, right? Makom Rochak, the Ruach Daroim, he said, Donai, Shayim Makom Shloy Shoma Chazaka, Oy Shloy Haya, Yachalim Chayis. Right, he says, right, so when Rabban's willing to say everything, he's saying, even this is very nice, I take that back. No, Rabban did say that maybe he's in a place where he didn't hear. Rabban also says, oi, meaning that oi in the Rabban is saying that even if Luyat Tzur would be a situation where the Chazaka would be heard, but the Macha won't be heard, then whatever I'm saying afterwards follows. So it means the Rabban is talking about the situation, the Metzias of the Rosh, where we say that the Chazaka wasn't heard. The Chazaka might have been heard, but since the Mechal is not heard, and then even in that case, the Rambam would say Beferish, that the burden of proof, this is Pasuk of Nachman, the burden of proof is on the Machzik. And that, Rav Kahn says, the Svar will be Gufa, because the Ramban Lishnasa, and what the fundamental of Chazak is, fundamental of Chazak is based on the Ravayim Adavar, on the Rayat, and the Imacha, Samela, Chagavna, where he says that there is no Rayat, he claims there is no Rayat in this situation. In that case, there's no, you're missing the fundamentals of Chazakah, Samela, the machzik is the one that has to be raya. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to go.
Start now.